Today we're going to pick up looking at a prophecy that we've already started studying. And I'm going to give you several biblical clues that will help unlock its meaning by providing all the important Bible context. So, once again, here's the prophecy as it reads in Daniel 8, verse 14. "And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed." As you search through the rest of Daniel 8, you discover that Gabriel isn't quite as forthcoming with additional information like he was with the ram, the goat, and the little horn. Instead, he simply tells Daniel that the vision is true and that it's for many days. But a very careful reading of the chapter provides a few additional clues that really help us in the right direction. First of all, in verse 17, Gabriel says, "Understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision." So we know that the prophecy has something to do with the time of the end, which shouldn't surprise us because the long-term prophecies of Daniels 2 and 7 also took us down to the end of time. But then Gabriel gives Daniel another interesting detail that I want you to notice. It's in verse 19, where Gabriel says, "For at the time appointed, the end shall be." Now, let's stop and ask an important question. Is there something at the end of time that's already been appointed? For all we know, the second coming may already be scheduled for a certain day and time, but Jesus is pretty clear that nobody knows the day or hour of his return. And Peter suggests in his second letter that our efforts to share the gospel can actually hasten the return of Christ, which in turn would suggest that the second coming might not be tied to a specific appointed day. But take a careful look through the pages of the New Testament, and you'll notice something interesting in one of Paul's sermons over in Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. Listen to what Paul says, Acts 17 and verse 31. "Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained." Is there a last day event, a day that's already been appointed? According to Paul, the answer is yes, and that day marks the judgment. So, is it possible that the 2,300-day prophecy has something to do with the judgment hour? Maybe so. And in the coming days, we'll explore it a little bit further, because just like Rome wasn't built in a day, neither can we unpack Daniel chapter 8 in 3 or 4 minutes. But as we close our study for today, I want you to consider this. According to Revelation chapter 22, when Jesus returns, he brings his rewards with him, which can only mean that when Jesus returns, our decisions are final, and the judgment is already over. Go back and take a careful look at Daniel 7 when you get a chance, because in that prophetic outline of history, you see the world kingdoms followed by the little horn, followed by the judgment. And only at the close of the judgment does the Son of Man receive his kingdom. So is Daniel 8 trying to tell us something important about the final phase of Earth's history and the judgment? Absolutely. And of course, that would make it well worth our time to study, because you just know that through this important prophetic message, God is trying to give us a much better way to live.